Well, since today is St. Patrick's Day, I figured I'd tell you a little story about somebody from Ireland. An Irishman moved into a little town in County Cork, walked into the bar, and he promptly ordered 3 beers. The bartender raised his eyebrows but serves the man 3 beers, which he quietly drinks by himself at the table. An hour later, the man orders 3 more beers, and then later on ordered 3 more. The next night, the man again came into the bar and sat down and ordered three more beers. Soon the entire town was whispering about the man who always orders 3 beers. Finally, a week later, the bartender broaches the subject on behalf of the town. "I don't mean to pry, but folks around here are always wondering why you order 3 beers. "It's odd, isn't it?" the man replies. "You see, I have 2 brothers. One went to America, and the other went to Australia. We promised each other we would always order an extra 2 beers whenever we drank, as a bond, as a way of keeping our bond of friendship." The bartender and the whole town were very pleased with this answer, and soon the man who orders 3 beers became a local celebrity and a source of pride to the town, even to the extent that out-of-towners would come to the pub and watch this man drink. Then one day, the man came in, and he only ordered 2 beers. The bartender poured them with a heavy heart. This continued for the rest of the evening, as he only ordered 2 beers. The word flew around town. Prayers were offered for the soul of one of his brothers. The next day, the bartender said to the man, "Folks around here, me first of all, want to offer our condolences on the death of one of your brothers. You know, you only ordered 2 beers. The man thought for a moment, then replied, "You'll be happy to hear that my 2 brothers are alive and well. It's just that I myself had decided to give up drinking for Lent." But today is the feast day of St. Patrick, who was born about the year 380, a long time ago. And he lived to be about 100 years old. And everybody thinks St. Patrick was born in Ireland. How many of you at the school today think St. Patrick was from Ireland? Okay, how many of you think he was actually born in England? Okay, very good. You're right, he was born in England. A lot of people don't realize that. His father was a Roman military officer who was stationed in Great Britain. And when Patrick was a young boy of 16 years old, he and many of his father's servants were kidnapped by Irish pirates. And they were taken to Ireland and sold as slaves in Ireland. So actually, Patrick was born in England, but he spent 6 years in Ireland as a slave. He was made a shepherd, and he endured many sufferings, many hardships. He almost died of starvation and of the cold. But it was during that time, when he was there for 6 years in Ireland, that he began to deepen his relationship with Christ. And eventually, he was able to escape Ireland and made his way back to England. And then he felt God calling him to become a priest. And so he went to France and studied, became a priest, but his desire was to go back to Ireland because he loved the Irish people, because they were wonderful people, but they didn't know anything about Jesus. They were pagans. And so he got permission from the Pope, and the Pope sent him back to Ireland. And before the Pope sent him, he ordained Patrick a bishop at the age of 43, and sent him back to be the Bishop of Ireland. Well, Patrick became known as the Apostle of all of Ireland. As we heard in the opening introduction, he was the one who converted the entire nation of Ireland from paganism to Catholicism. So he brought the Catholic faith to Ireland. He was able to establish monasteries and convents, establish churches, ordain many priests, and even had church councils. He was also the one who converted the kings, the pagan kings, or what they called, or they were called chiefs. And one sort of interesting story was Patrick was baptizing one of the pagan chiefs. You know what baptism is, where they pour water over the head of a particular person? Well, Patrick was a bishop, so he had a staff, like a long stick in one hand, and he poured water, you know, with the other hand. And he noticed after the ceremony that he'd actually stuck his stick through the foot of the chief when he was baptizing him. And he noticed afterwards that the chief had been wounded, but he never said anything. And Patrick asked him, "Why didn't you tell me that I had stuck my stick right in your foot?" And the chief said, "I thought it was part of the baptismal ceremony." Well, Patrick was the one who was really instrumental in converting so many people, but he had a lot of opposition, because a lot of the pagans were not that interested in being converted. And Patrick suffered a great deal, not only because of the difficult weather conditions, but also Patrick was betrayed by his friends, criticized by his fellow clergy, and his life was threatened many times. And yet, this one man brought about the conversion of all of Ireland because of his holiness. Not only was he a man of great prayer, but a man of action. So he is the patron saint of Ireland and really one of the greatest missionaries the church has ever known. And it was because that Ireland was converted that a great part of Europe was eventually converted, because the monks from Ireland would then travel throughout Europe and bring the Catholic faith to other parts of Europe. And then even in our own century, Ireland continues to send out missionaries through the Legion of Mary to many, many countries throughout the world. So Ireland has played a very important role in bringing the Catholic faith to many parts of the world. But it's really thanks to what God's grace did in the life of St. Patrick. And now I'll give you a blessing with the first-class relic of St. Patrick. May Almighty God bless you, the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.